Yes, indeed. Talking about practice on the way. She goes only locally produced Voice Hog Radio Show. Want to give a big shout out to you, our listeners, for vibing with the nonsense it is we do around here. Also want to give a big shout out to our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycle. Whoa. Start that over. Shout out to Chico Velo. What are they supporting? Bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bike and park it safely at their bike valet when available at the Thursday night market and the Saturday farmers market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also find them on Facebook. How we doing, boys? Everyone good? We're doing all right?
Yeah, doing good.
Of course, man. It's a beautiful day, dude.
It's a great day.
Beautiful weather. This whole weekend.
Weather's pretty confusing. It was cold, it was rainy, it's warm, it's sunny. I don't really know what to do. My favorite weather is hoodie and basketball shorts weather. And
yes.
We had that yesterday. It was warm enough that I wasn't freezing the moment I opened my door, but it was nice and rainy, and just, you know, we're moving into fall. We're on the second week of NFL season. We got our first big rainstorm of the year. Feeling good, feeling great, boys.
It's going to be a good season. I'm excited for it.
Is that enough of me just like jibber jabbering for, to eat up some time until day?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Let's do that.
All right. Well,
we can start the show. Yes.
Let's start the show. Let's get it.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Drew Yover. What is good? Derek will be joining us momentarily, but in the meantime, of course, we got a resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
We got the Mac Daddy himself. If it's got wheels, he could drive it, whether it's 18 or 2. He's probably working on a license for it. We got the homie, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it. That was a new intro. It took me off guard there. I like it.
Motorcycles, tricycles.
Anything, yeah.
Unicycles.
Working on my class M and hopefully a pilot's license here in the next 5-10 years.
Proud of you, dude.
It's the goal. It's to get every single license you can.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, I don't want to fly a Boeing, but, like, a nice little Cessna. Traveler.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So that was the joke there.
Yeah.
I'm
going for everything.
A lot of licenses. Class C.
Going for an M, and then hopefully a pilot's. And then you actually reminded me. I'm going to go for a boater's license. I'm going to be a SpongeBob.
The biggest joke ever, the fact that California now makes us have boating licenses if we're under 35. But apparently the day you turn 35... you know how to drive a boat, so.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're under 35, you have to get a boater's license
God
now.
God damn, we live in the best state,
2020.
Dude.
This is the greatest state in the world.
Yeah.
Love Jesus.
It. Shout out to the state of California.
He's not helping you.
West side. hey, yo, do me a favor, everybody. Make sure you go follow us.
Oh.
TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game on Instagram. You can check us out live right now. Shout out to everyone who's on the IG live, all two of y'all. Come bring the whole community. Bring the squad. I did forget we're going up against two Monday Night Football games tonight, so I don't blame you if you actually decided to dip out on us. I get it.
Makes sense.
All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of week two in the NFL season. It hurts. It hurts.
Does it?
It's a weird feeling. I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, we lost, you know, our leader Trey Lance, to a run play up the middle when our two running backs were balling out early in the game in the second quarter, I believe. Obviously, Trey Lance broke his ankle, and he had another surgery to fix another issue that he's been dealing with. But good news is that he had a successful surgery this morning, and he's out for the year. And as much as I hate saying this, I'm kind of happy saying it as well. I'm glad we kept Jimmy G around.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, so that is the glass half full portion of the situation that we're dealing with, the fact that it's not C.J. Beathard coming off the bench, right?
It's not Nate Sudfeld. It's not God knows who else would have
Who's been. It's Brock something or other. I've looked his name up like five times.
Are you talking about your backup after him?
Yeah, it's Brock something or other. Seventh round pick out of Iowa State, I want to say.
That's if Jimmy goes
And so, yeah, I'm glad it's not him either. Yeah. And who knows what he could bring.
Purdy.
Purdy.
This would be his rookie season, correct?
Date joined.
I'm almost 100%. Either way,
wait a sec.
It's not Brock Purdy, a dude no one has heard of.
Never.
It's a dude who has taken us to the championship game as recently as last year, who overthrew Emmanuel Sanders in an interception, blind, as he was closing his eyes not too long ago in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we could get to big games with Jimmy G.
And we also have the best team around him right now.
The best it's been in some years, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You mentioned that in our group chat, Rudy, the fact that we actually have a secondary now.
Yep.
And as long as they stay healthy, we're a pretty formidable defense. And as long as Jimmy G can do the Jimmy G thing of managing the game, we can run the ball and possess the, you know, own the time of possession, you know, we have a chance. But it's just, you feel for the kid, man.
Yeah, man.
He finally got a shot. And selfishly, I'm tired of the Jimmy G experience. I know what it is. I know what it looks
we
like.
We all know.
You saw it in the second half yesterday. Get a lead, protect it. Don't really move the ball very much. Have trouble converting on third downs.
Play conservative football.
Yeah, but play a couple good quarters of football, and hopefully that's enough. He's not the guy that you could put the game on his back, and he's going to take you to the promised land. We know that. And the hope now is that all the weapons on both sides of the ball now can do that for us, and Jimmy G can simply
manage the game.
Yeah, keep the caboose on the rails, right? Mm-hmm.
Minimize the turnovers, interceptions, the stupid sacks.
Yeah.
We all know what Jimmy G brings to the table. This offseason didn't change anything.
Right.
He's been doing the same stuff for the past four or five seasons with us. He's been average at its best. But at the same time, I think Jimmy G knows that he owes the 49er faithful a ring. He knew he was going to get one regardless of Trey Lance, because that's what I was thinking. But now he's at the helm. So let's see. I think he knows what it's at stake, and he's trying to get paid too, man.
I mean, regardless, he's getting paid the rest of the year very well.
Yes, but he's working for that next contract.
Yes.
No, this is a one-year prove-it for Jimmy G, which is always bodes well. Look how Lamar Jackson's playing without getting the security contract. Then we'll get into that momentarily. Yeah. So, listen, like, as tough as it was to see Trey go down yesterday, at least we do have that insurance policy.
Yeah, and we still have a chance
of Jimmy G that we've seen.
He's proven to get you to the playoffs.
Super Bowl,
to the Super Bowl.
Get to the championship
and that too.
Last year. And so, listen, it could be worse. Like I
could
said, it's not C.J. Bethard, or Beathard, I should say, coming out there.
Or any other backup in the league, you know?
I think that joke didn't work out because I messed it up the first
time. You did. But regardless, the incentives that he's getting the rest of the year is insane. He's getting $250,000 per game where he takes 25% of the snaps, $100,000 more per win, $500,000 for 50% of the snaps in a playoff game, an extra $500,000 with 50% of snaps in the NFC Championship game, extra $500,000 for the win in that championship game, an extra $1 million with 50% snaps in the Super Bowl.
Ooh, so he's getting paid out, boy.
I mean, you think about it, he gets 10 wins, that's 2.5 mil.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
on top of his
6.5 mil salary for this year. I mean, he got 1.4 signing bonus to get that new, like, that contract. Reduced contract. Yeah. So, he's getting paid very well this year to, well, possibly sit, but now he's playing the rest of the year.
And to be the guy for the rest of the year.
So,
yeah. No, I mean, listen, money well spent at this point, right? Everyone was complaining, like, you got to find a trade partner. What happens if Trey Lance struggles? Well, what happens if Trey Lance destroys his ankle? And we have an answer to that. So it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to root our guy, Jimmy G, on and the rest of the Niners the rest of the way and try and remain optimistic while I cry myself to sleep most nights because we still don't have an answer to is Trey Lance the future. We have no idea. Okay. And we're going to be going on year three with no idea, which is exactly what we had going on with the quarterback position in Miami. And then yesterday, for the first time in a year and a half, we saw Tua Tagovailoa look like the guy they were jumping games for, that they were
tanking
for Tua. Jeez.
Tanking.
Louise. They were tanking.
I wasn't too sure where you were going with that. I was like, wait, what are you trying to do here?
Listen, man, it was a long weekend.
I feel that.
Golf. I'm tired.
Oh, good.
I saw my boy Trey Lance go down yesterday. It's not all there right now. My fiance's been out of town. Let's make this a therapy session. Gather around, guys. I'm just tired.
and we're here for you. Whatever you need, we're here for you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Let's get back to sports, though.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Yes. balled out. They were down, what, 31-14 yesterday in the fourth quarter. And Tua mounted an incredible comeback. Both players played insane yesterday, or both quarterbacks, I should say, played insane yesterday between Lamar Jackson and Tua Tagovailoa. And it was just awesome to watch Tua bring some excitement. After you got all those weapons around him, Mike McDaniel, the former OC of the 49ers from last year, who I absolutely love. I just love his demeanor. I love his quirkiness. I love how awkward he is. Did you see that after the game when he comes out and he goes, so football, this could be pretty fun, yeah. Huh? Like, I just love him. Do you see when they asked him about the Yeezy, they told him it was Yeezy Day?
Oh, no, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, they come out and they say, yo, it's Yeezy Day, and he goes, oh my God, Yeezy Day? I didn't even know. I would have canceled practice. He's just a really, really
cool, I really get down with his vibe. 100%.
Definitely a player's coach.
He's
for
kind
sure.
of a nerdy dude who just gets down with hip hop and all the things that I love. So I love Mike McDaniel, and I'm really excited to see him doing well. He told us this offseason that Tua was the most accurate quarterback last year, which he wasn't lying about, and he was really optimistic about Tua's future. Week one, we saw more of what we're used to with Tua, but yesterday, we haven't seen that side of Tua since, the national championship game when he replaced Jalen Hurts.
And it's great to see that he has that, like, weird to say it this way, but bounce back ability to go down by that much and still have the fortitude to go through and find his targets and knock down 28 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that
on the
is
road
crazy.
To a team that they have
to
lost
a great
the last
Ravens defense,
six games to by a combined 96 points.
Yeah.
Okay, they haven't been close. And to do that on the road in Baltimore, super impressive. So I'm not going to say that Tua's arrived, but,
no, but
that's a hell of a way to start.
The door's been kind of like pushed open a bit.
At the same time, they just picked up Tyreek Hill as well, too. And that makes, I mean, he's got
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Those guys went off.
Yeah, they're insane.
Incredible some of the catches they were making. Yeah. But it's great to have those two. I mean, Waddle last year without Tyreek Hill was a phenomenal wide receiver, but then you add in Tyreek Hill, you take off a lot of pressure off of him.
Receiver, yeah, 100%.
And you're getting 190 and 171 yards from both of those guys, two touchdowns
which
each.
Which is the most any receiving duo has combined for in, I think, the past 6 years.
It's,
that is unreal, man.
Yeah. So, hell of a day for those guys. And just shout out to our boy Spilly J. Will's been a Dolphins fan forever, and he hasn't had much to root for in a very long time. And I just want to give friend of the show, friend in real life, our boy Will Tomasini some love because the Dolphins have Straha Gold.
And it's just cool to see them starting to come together, especially when your colors are that fun. I love their I love their uniforms. I love their logo. I just think it's a fun team to root for, man. Yeah, so
it's the Dolphins.
Lamar Jackson made himself another, what, 18 to 20 million in his performance.
He's going to be asking for the bank and the reserves, dude, because that boy is going to get paid. And you know what the cooler thing about is? He has no agent. He's representing himself.
Which I never would suggest, honestly.
No,
I think it's always an awkward position when you have to go to negotiations and you have to represent yourself. For example, I am negotiating currently with my company. I'd much rather pull in a ringer who could go do it for me.
That's been there.
Because it is awkward when you're sitting there talking to your bosses, right, and the higher-ups in the company and saying, I deserve more money, and these are the reasons why, right? And it's kind of awkward, but when someone else is doing it on your behalf, less weird. So I do think he should get an agent, but whatever. Get your money, playboy.
Anyway, he's still saving his 5-8% on that. But he will be the highest paid quarterback. He will receive a bigger contract than Mahomes.
Well, if it's not Bolt.
Whoa. You think he's going to get more than $550 million guaranteed?
Well, that's not what Mahomes got. No, it was like $450.
No, I'll look this up for you. Yeah.
Either way, he took that Fat Joe quote. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
I'm telling you,
he took that to heart.
Was it 450?
Rudy was right.
Yeah,
$450.
You think he's going to get more guaranteed?
Not guaranteed. And it's that contract's not all guaranteed, is it?
No, it's $63 million. There's a lot of notes on this contract.
$63 million
is guaranteed. A lot of this comes down to, how does he perform?
Yeah.
So it's like, he's got
based contract.
$450, but only 63 of it's guaranteed.
Yeah, which
so,
is nothing.
Well, it's nothing, but it's also, you know, he's going to perform. He's going to get that money.
True.
He has 141 guaranteed 141? Over the life of the contract.
Oh, okay.
Fully guaranteed is $63 million. You're right there.
Yeah, so I think Lamar's going to smoke that contract.
They offered him, what, 140 guaranteed, something like that?
I think more than that.
Regardless,
I think
I'm liking a lot of these
contracts.
Price
is going up, and since Ozzie Newsome is no longer with the Ravens in that GM role, this is kind of an odd situation for them to be in, because you have the quarterback of your future right now. Right now is the time to sign him, because every
game is going to be even
every
more
game
and more.
That passes that he impresses, the price is going up. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Indeed.
So, it was fun watching Lamar Jackson show out. Yesterday was a lot of fun, man.
It was a lot of crazy games, man.
I don't know what's going on in Cincinnati. Oh, wait, I do. Same thing as last year. Their offensive line can't block anybody. Shout out to Cooper Rush, the beautiful redhead getting the win.
Yeah, congrats, Brad,
shout out to your people.
Thank you,
Hey,
we're getting recognition. I'm loving it.
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime a half black guy is winning, I'm winning, just like you, right? Cooper Rush gets
pretty much.
The dub, you get the
pretty
dub.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Even though you know what it is, bleep the Cowboys all day, every day.
Yeah,
boy,
that's I'm the only so mad that they lost, but hey, and they almost lost it at the end.
I told you, boys, Cincinnati and L.A. Rams not making the playoffs this year.
Which doesn't surprise me anymore, watching the games that I've seen. But the fact that Burrow is currently on pace to have 111 sacks is incredible.
That is stupid, dude.
It is dumb.
Yeah.
I think he had, what, 76 sacks? He was sacked 76 times like that. It was something ridiculous. And this is even more astronomically ridiculous. That offensive line, it might as well not be there at this point.
Dude,
it would be better.
The offensive line would be like if they were starting the three of us right now.
Yeah, dude.
And it's just a bull rush every time. And just like, oh, my God, the guy is just constantly under pressure.
And they spent all this money on the O-line, and I don't see them at all.
No.
At all, which sucks, because I don't want him to have the same career as, like, the quarterback from the Colts that just retired a few years ago. What's his name?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, yeah.
And it's like, the sad thing is, Burrow has the potential to have a great career.
No, he has the arm, he has the leg, he has the brains, he has everything.
Exactly, but to have, I mean, it was sad.
And he's got the vibes.
Yeah,
he does.
Vibe
Come
check
on, man.
With Burrow, he qualifies. That boy,
Joe,
got
cool,
the
bro. Come
he
on,
just
man.
Seems cool as hell. I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, who
he's
doesn't want to hang
look
out
as
with
if
him?
He's shipping off the wall, my dear. He really does look like a I don't know, World War II fighter pilot. He looks like he should always have a shirt off, his dog tags on, and the cigarette in his
aviators
mouth.
Playing volleyball on the sand.
Yeah.
That's Top Gun. That's a different generation. He definitely looks like he's shipping out to the South Pacific, my dear. It's a terrible impression. But I'm shipping off the wall, my dear. That looks like Joe Burrow. Let's keep it with another Super Bowl contender of last year. The Rams barely squeaked past the Falcons. Was that my one push of last week? I can't. No, I think.
No, the Rams.
I won that
one. The spread. Yeah. The Rams were minus 9 or 10 in that game. And I think
who'd you pick on
four.
The Rams Falcons game is my question.
That's a great question because you know my rule: never trust the Falcons.
Yes, but I'm wondering, like, did you trust the Falcons?
Here. I think you got the Rams.
Right? Nope, that was an L yesterday. Yeah. That was one of only three losses yesterday. Was the pick in the Rams?
Look at you.
And like I said, I don't. I should just never, ever bet any Atlanta Falcons game. I don't think I've gotten one of them right, aside from the Super Bowl when I said, never, ever trust Falcons.
Yeah.
And since then, every time I've placed any wager on them, they disappoint. Speaking of disappointments, Cleveland, your fans, disgusting.
Dude.
That's disgusting what y'all are doing. For those of you unfamiliar, they're selling Deshaun Watson jerseys, and there's couples out there with a rubbing and tugging
that was crazy.
Name on the back. They set up a massage table with a mannequin with a prosthetic penis and a towel over that said...
The whole nine yards.
Happy endings aren't illegal, which also... They are in most states. And why are you guys celebrating this? Why are you celebrating that?
Yeah, that's...
Like, I understand wanting to stand up for your team, root for the team, but you're going to celebrate sexual abuse? That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
I hope nothing but bad things for the Browns franchise as long as that owner's there. I hope they're garbage. I hope they continue this legacy of being a dog bleep team because they've been terrible. And the 1 year y'all had expectations, you guys disappointed. And I hope that disappointment continues. And for your fans, those fans, you embarrassed the rest of the decent folks out there that root for the Browns.
The hardworking people of Cleveland.
Y'all are terrible, and I hope your next owner moves y'all out of Cleveland in the middle of the night and moves them somewhere besides Baltimore as well. Y'all don't deserve a team. It's disgusting. Y'all are gross. I want nothing but bad things to happen to you. Like yesterday when the J-E-T-S
Jets, baby.
Pulled off a miracle.
Robert Salah said, hey, keep your receipts, boy, because something
receipts.
Is going to happen.
Salah,
you know what they did?
Shouts to you, bro.
Whew. Joe Flacco, man.
Yep.
Coming through in the clutch, dude.
Who would have thought?
No one,
Who
dude.
Who would have thought?
No one.
Literally no one.
No one at all. Shout out to that team, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of absolute choke jobs.
Oh.
How about those Las Vegas Raiders?
Dude.
Shout out to the fans that were popping champagne in the stadium up 23-7.
Yeah.
What a magnificent way to blow that game. Oh, my God. We don't have enough time to get into it.
Dude, Kyle Murray,
I started taking notes yesterday of how bad it was because I was like, I looked at my boy Font, who was here. Shout out to him. I said, Raiders about to blow this one, bro. And he's like, no chance. I was like, they're about to blow it. And he's like, yeah, you might be right. It is the Raiders. And so I started jotting down notes on what was happening in the game because I wanted to go back to it. We don't have enough time right now. But, man, Kyler Murray put on a show.
He had about like 30 seconds in that little two-point conversion running around. He's like, oh, wait, let me go run this in real quick.
Yeah, 85 yards to convert. A two-point conversion.
What?
Unbelievable. Kyler Murray got slapped in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't see that?
No.
That was right. I saw that. So that was weird.
It was at the end of the game after the pick six. Long story short, they're all running to that side of the end zone, high-fiving, blah, blah, blah. And Kyler Murray goes up to, you know, his teammate. And can't really tell in the video, but he could tell that he did get slapped. And then he turns around and tries to confront the fan. Mm. Teammates pull him away, and there is a ongoing investigation by LAPD security to try to find that guy that actually did slap him. And obviously, he caught him good because he turned around and went back towards that area of the fans. So.
And that guy's going to be gone for.
Well, yeah, he's going to get banned for
life.
Probably
yeah,
life.
Yeah, maybe get some press discharge, but who knows? Who cares? Raiders choked. Cardinals came back and won that.
Okay, not that you should ever do this, right? You should never put your hands on someone else.
No.
Especially being a grown man.
Especially on national television.
But if you had to, if you had to slap one athlete,
ooh,
you get the choice of anybody, who are you slapping? We'll start with you, sir.
Damn, that's a good one.
Let's see. Kobe Bryant, because he's dead and I can't slap him.
Oh, that got weird. That's our boy Derrickus Mackey. He's in and just came in to create some chaos. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Brad, do you have one?
I don't have one right now, no. Come back to me.
I'm thinking, dude.
This is a hard one. It's like I only get one.
You only get one.
Oh, I would have to say Richard Sherman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, although he was on the Niners, but he didn't do a damn thing with us. Obviously, I'm talking when he was on the Seahawks all those years. Yeah, I'd probably slap the... Yeah.
Okay. Mine's easy. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. That's fair.
It would be great to smack that smug little face. And to do it in his hometown in which he grew up, and to be the guy that gets to walk around town like, yo, that's the one who slapped Aaron Rodgers. Like, yo, that's pretty wild. That guy slapped him.
A local legend.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't be received very well in my hometown, but I'd do it if I could.
Trevor Bauer. Slappable face.
Yeah.
Very slappable.
We're talking about slappable faces. Yeah. Oh, like,
it would be somebody I want to slap, but it's like, it would bring me a lot of joy. Because the face is just worth it.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Let's keep it moving here. I just wanted to shout me out. I'm 28-1 in Picks Against the Spread. Go follow me, The J. Rowe Show, on Instagram. Put my picks out every Sunday. This heater can't continue all season, can it? So jump on now while I'm hot. Because this, rest assured, will be just about even, if not worse, by the end of the season. But right now,
hot.
The first three weeks of the season are my favorite weeks to bet because Vegas is still trying to figure out the lines, so you can find some inefficiencies there. So go ahead and do that because I'm doing okay. Are y'all rooting for the Lions as hard as I am right now?
Actually, yeah. I mean, they're still in my division, but it's good to see a team that has been garbage
for
20-plus years. Yeah, for just forever. And I don't think they're going to win the division, but it's like it's nice to see them have some hope.
Yeah,
because they're a good young squad. They're going to need a QB that's going to be able to take them there. But they have a good good core group of guys.
Yeah,
agreed. Totally agreed. We might get some football in on the back end. I know we're going to get some football in, but last thing I kind of wanted to mention was my God, the Colts. What happened to Matt Ryan, bro?
Dude, Matty Ice
24
is
to nothing, fam.
Against Jackson. Jacksonville is an up-and-coming team, but they should not be losing that game. They shouldn't be losing that game at all. But 24-0?
24.
Wow.
Rough.
And it should be, you know, a revenge game because they needed to beat them last year in the last week of the season to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And what, Jacksonville wins. So
and they showed up.
You would have thought the Colts would have showed up and be like, all right, let's payback time. And
nope.
Complete opposite.
They just said,
Matty Ice is old. He needs to leave that team. Frank Wright, he doesn't know what he's doing. Obviously, because he traded for 2 years in a row for a quarterback that hasn't proven anything in quite some time. So, yeah, we'll see. Facts. It's going to be, it sucks for Jonathan Taylor because he's young and it seems like he's going to be wasting his career. But, hey, it's only week two, so a lot of things can change.
Yes. But starting 0-2.
As of now.
No team has made the playoffs after starting 0-2, but that's only in the last 2 years since they expanded the playoffs. So we'll see. But. Yeah.
It's more like Matty Water right now. It's
the
ice is melting.
There is no ice there anymore. Yes, yeah.
It was Matty melting water. It was Matty melting ice for a while.
Yeah, now it's just water.
Matty Water. I dig it.
So, I mean, Taylor only has one more year in his contract. He's got 2023, and then he's going to be up for it. So, if he's smart, he can get out of there. Get out of the Colts.
He's a running back. Get your money wherever you get it, whether it's the Colts or somewhere else. Get your money because they are not paying running backs the way they used to. Unless you're the Cowboys and you want to blow a bunch of money on Ezekiel Elliott, who's done nothing in the last 2 years.
Last three,
speaking of venting, do you guys want to talk about some fantasy?
Yeah. Be great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home right now listening, if you're in your car right now, wherever you may be, feel free to vent with us. This is Thirsty 30 Seconds of Fantasy, where we get to just release the demons from this past weekend in football and our fantasy frustrations. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
No one cares!
Russell Wilson. I cannot believe I dropped the Niners. I dropped the Niners defense. It was a poor decision on my part, and it really backfired on me. I picked up Cincinnati because I thought, oh, Dallas doesn't have a QB, and well, you know what? They didn't do anything. They didn't do a damn thing. So I'm gonna see if I can get them back up on the waiver wires, but you know, poor fortune decisions might be able to come back. I might be able to get the Niners back. Hopefully, so you'll see.
I thought you were gonna be open all the time and get some touchdowns, and all you're doing is wasting my damn.
Russell Wilson sucks.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
I feel better.
A lot better. Right. Yeah. Good mood choice.
Oh, man, now I'm like mad right now, dude.
Why?
Even, like, no, just
I'm chill.
Let this vibe take over. Just relax, enjoy. We got a bunch of fun stuff on the way. We got Derek's news in a minute. We got our foreign correspondent on the way. And we also got a shout out. Our friends over at Baker's Birkenstock. Featuring more than 40 brands of footwear, socks, purses, and hats. Baker's Birkenstock has been serving our community for over 40 years with locations at 330 Broadway Street, downtown Chico, and at 691 First Street in Paradise. You can also check them out on Facebook. I want to give you a shout out once again for rocking with us here at Talking About Practice. Your boy Jarrell, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad, we're all here. We're all having some fun. And yeah, just spent a half hour on football. And we still need to talk football and baseball and some boxing. But first, ladies and gentlemen, first, I think it's important to get you caught up on what's going on all around the world. Derekus Mackey has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derekus Mackey has breaking news.
That is right, Joe. Time for the news. So we start international this time. We're going into Brazil. We have a 19-year-old woman. She doesn't want to be named in this story, but she has a unique story. A story that obviously caught my attention and is I'm bringing it to yours. This woman, 19 years old, is about to give birth to twins. That's amazing, right? Twins are awesome. Okay, yeah. No matter what you say, twins are crazy. As a sibling to twins, granted, my twins are fraternal. But still, two at one time, two for one deal. Who doesn't love a two for one deal, okay? Every two for one deal is usually pretty nice.
It's always a special.
That's a special, right? Yeah. Two for one deal always works in your favor.
Yeah.
And you might say, man, I was not prepared to have two babies. But you know what? You got two at one time. You don't have to go through that baby phase twice. It's one time with two babies. So you got to think of it positively.
Yeah.
And then my parents decided to do it two more times after that. One of those times not
trying
wanted.
Trying to get it right.
Not wanted nor expected. But either way, still here. Laughs on me. That being said, we continue on the road. Where, again, in Brazil we are, where this lady, again, about to have sex. I'm sorry. She already did the sex. She's about to have twins.
Sure did the deed.
From the sex. You're welcome. Birds and the bees, done. Right there. All right. Either way, she, having some hesitation up to who the father might be. Uh-oh. Not a good look. But
here
hey,
we go.
Hey, you know what happens? It happens. Hey, we're not Jerry Springer, but we're kind of like him. Either way, she takes a paternity test with what she believes is the father. Turns out he is a father. Of only one of the kids! What? That's right!
Way.
DNA test came back positive. Match for only... that's right. One.
So she had two
of the twins.
She got
Okay.
So, the story.
Scientifically, help me.
Now, obviously, you're thinking this is impossible right now. That's not how babies are made. Technically, you're right and you're wrong at the same point in time, because usually that's not how it happens. You do it once, it's in there, blah, blah, blah. But apparently, in a very extremely rare, one in a million type of situations, this can happen. They are essentially two fertilized eggs and two different placentas. It is, has an actual name for it that is extremely difficult for me to say. That's called heteroparental superfecundation.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was perfect. Good, yeah. Perfection right there. Anyone quotes me, you don't know what they're doing. I do. I read. And again, extremely rare phenomenon. One in a million type of situation. Now, she, being the 19-year-old woman, was able to track down somebody else that she apparently did have the sex with as well after the first sex. Found the father of that child, too.
So there's twins with two different dads.
Twins with two different dads. Now, the situation goes, apparently, there is only one man that has a legal registered to both children.
How does that work? Yeah.
Now, maybe take it back. She has not found the other father, I believe, from what the story is going
for. Oh, my God.
I think they're trying to hide that fact out, to hide the, you know.
Yeah.
To keep some sanctity here.
Oh, my.
Some dignity.
She was having too much fun.
Wear protection, y'all.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Wear protection. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a wild.
And it's, oh, dude, yeah.
That is
so
wild.
The babies did. So the we're born. Again, he is the father, again, tested only for one of them. But still, yeah. They're there. So, hey, congratulations. Two for one deal. Or two for two
keep,
deal.
I love that you keep talking about this like it's a BOGO.
It pretty much is, you know? Yeah. I mean, you can't, like, unless it's in your family, you really have no chance of it happening to you for the most part.
Yeah.
So you really can't control it so much. I mean, obviously, there's probably some, like, sex doctor out there who's like, no, you've done it again when the moon's in retrograde and her body's on the 13th day of the month. That's when it's prime for twins. I don't know, blah, 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 blah. Either way, if it's in your family, you have a chance.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is wild.
It's in my family, so you never know.
It's
you
might in get mine,
a two,
too.
It might get a two-for-one deal with me. You never
usually
know.
Usually skips a generation, yeah. Though.
It hasn't in my family.
Oh, really?
Yes, my mother is has twin brothers in her family.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I oftentimes forget that they're twins, but yeah. I didn't grow up with them, so you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're my deals. Either way.
That's crazy.
Shouts to Theo Rafa and Theo Manuel.
So you could have twins.
I technically, it's there. It's possible. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on having children?
I definitely think it's a positive. I mean, right now, no matter what, we can't stop having kids.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes. That's the problem. Yeah. And I think we become so detested, especially with society, has become so detested with the idea, or tries to put the idea of not having kids, and more and more people are okay with that. That's the scary part.
Yeah, no, people should have kids. I just think, like, maybe less idiots and more qualified.
That's the problem, though. More
that's the
more
problem.
I mean, in the world, if you ever see the movie Idiocracy, it pretty much explains it from the very beginning.
Yes.
The stupid people have more kids. Mm-hmm. The people who are more intellectually upright choose not to because they don't want the burden of having children, which I say to you, stop being so lazy, stop being so scared, and take on that responsibility that we need to as a society to survive.
Yeah.
There you
smart
go.
People, start banging more.
You're banging. Just do it properly without the condoms.
Yeah.
Remove the protection.
No sex, protection. Yes.
Protected sex.
Except
for some.
You idiots. Yeah. You idiots. Stop.
Wrap up.
Yeah. Wrap it up twice.
Yeah. So there we go. It is done. Yeah. So have kids, y'all. But you know, responsibly.
Only if you're smart.
Only responsibly.
And you're gonna do it responsibly.
Yeah. I mean, because you never know. Even idiots produce brilliance. You never know.
That's
true. Such a low chance, though. Why even chance that?
Look at all of us right here.
Yeah.
Look at all of us.
What up, baby?
You know?
Hey.
I don't know if we're, like, the staple for that, though.
I wouldn't say our parents were idiots,
though. That is true. Yeah,
I wouldn't say they're idiots.
Most of the burden of that falls on us.
Yeah. We're the idiots.
Yeah. So I think you're just saying
even the smart parents don't even produce good ones right now.
So you're saying that we shouldn't be having kids. Got it. Good to know.
Our parents did the job. We
did not uphold our bargain. End of the bargain.
Our parents did a great job.
I will say, I take it back.
Unfortunately.
I think all our parents,
the burden of proof.
They all went through some tough situations.
Yeah.
This smart. Yeah.
No. Sorry, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Mainly mom. We know how that goes.
Hey, he was still there.
Oh, my God.
One part.
The important part. Got you here.
Yeah.
You got that, Brad.
Yeah. Right.
The digging was
Thanks
done.
For being heavy-handed
Thank
there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your subtlety is always the best.
Thank you.
I feel like that should be the end of the news right now because my next one's Ty Cobb's dentures that went up for sale, but I don't know if he should go down that road now.
Wait. I'm actually curious.
Do you want to do the in the nutshell version?
Yeah, so Ty Cobb's pair of dentures went on for sale, and I kind of brought it up. Maybe if you remember, if you were an avid listener, you knew my stance on when the Maradona jersey took less than a Mickey Mantle card. A Mickey Mantle card set the record around $11 million. $10 million, I want to say. Now, recently,
for sports memorabilia.
Now, a Jordan jersey just recently went on sale on auction and beat that price as well. I want to say it was around 13 or something. It was a game-worn jersey in which he actually lost to the Jazz in that game, apparently. That being said, this is one I set myself before I found out about that Jordan fact. And it was just interesting that, again, people are willing to buy dentures and pay millions of dollars for it. I'm sorry, not millions. Take it back. The last bid was around $25,000. So still, $25,000 for some dentures.
Stupid,
worn by the late
Come on, man.
Ty Cobb.
No.
I wonder if they ever played a game in them.
That's a good question.
You know? It was one of those games like beat up one of his...
Yeah, did he have dentures at like 28?
Yeah, I got to imagine, you know? Yeah.
Are these game-worn dentures?
I mean, they were ragged back then. Balls were just running all over the place. Probably got hit in the face a lot.
Yeah,
they didn't wear no helmets. Just dome. Yeah. All right, that's the news, y'all.
The pitchers were also throwing at 45 miles per hour.
I don't know. The great Walter Johnson was clocked around 98.
Was it really?
Like this, they recalculated the time, and he was throwing around 97 to 98.
Damn.
Like, he could have...
Okay,
my bad. Walter Johnson was...
All of a sudden, I have more respect for Babe Ruth. Who, shouts to him, was half black.
There you go.
Was he really?
There's a big debate on it. You could go down a real rabbit hole on YouTube.
Know who his father is.
Yeah. Type into YouTube, Babe Ruth, black. You got 16 hours of content right there,
my friend.
I'll
check it out later on.
All right, let's keep it pushing. Let's bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron Ismaki, who always helps us clean up the show. And cover the sports we didn't do such a great job covering over the weekend. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What up? So, we've got a couple of topics to talk to you about today. We have the Las Vegas Aces winning the WNBA Finals. And we have the third bout, I believe, between Triple G and Canelo Alvarez. Where would you like to start?
I vote boxing just because one is a little more close to my heart.
Okay.
For me and Derek, our Abuelita was a huge boxing fan. She loved Canelo just like through and through. He really is not, he's kind of like what Pacquiao is to the Philippines. You know, everyone in Mexico loves Canelo, and our Abuelita passed away last year, and she would have like loved to watch this fight. It was such a good one. Trilogy fight, Canelo versus the Triple G. And the first two meetings were very highly contested. Canelo won both of them by split decision, but this time it was pretty resounding that he won. It was Canelo landed 86 power punches to Golovkin's 46. Alvarez was just clearly the better man, landing blows left and right. The only thing is, Alvarez is a young 32. Golovkin is an old 40. So, I think there's still kind of that question mark, but it was really beautiful to see both of them at the end. They hugged it out. There was so much respect there, even though it took 4 years to get a rematch and like six since all of this started. But it was great no matter what to see Canelo win. You love to see it as a Mexican.
Do you see anything changing in the way boxing is? Do you ever see them forming an organization like the UFC for boxing, or are there just too many different outlets in your opinion to really get this thing organized?
I hope so, because you're right, there's four like commissions essentially, so you can have four belts and each one. You do need someone like a Dana White to put them all together, and I'm hopeful because boxing is a great sport. It's just, it's such a classic, you know. MMA, the UFC is obviously great, but it's, you know, it's just, it's nothing like boxing. I hope that someone does come along to kind of revive it and give it that, you know, the popularity that UFC has right now.
Agreed. As much as I'm starting to really enjoy UFC, I don't ever remember a fight in the UFC having the same, like, gravitas as a major fight in boxing. But boxing just, yeah, it's kind of fallen off the radar to the masses, I want to say, because I just think the disorganization of it all. So hopefully there's a change there.
I mean, there's also not one uniting star really at this point in
time. That's fair.
Like one, like a legitimate, like obviously Canelo Alvarez is great, but especially if you really need a star, you need like a heavyweight. There's no huge heavyweight. I mean, you can say Tyson Fury was out there. The Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder brought a little highlight into it.
That's a good call.
But they have since kind of faded away now. Yep. Tyson Fury is apparently trying to fight Anthony Joshua.
Yep.
But Anthony Joshua never turned out to be the fighter everyone wanted him, expected him to be, especially looking at his physique. And then Deontay Wilder obviously took a fall from pretty much the highest of peaks. Yep. Having lost to Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
so
that's all fair.
Right now, I feel like, yeah, there is no true big star, and Tyson Fury honestly seems like he has a foot out the ring, pun intended, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
And as much as you want to have, like, the lightweight, I mean, you know, Floyd Mayweather carried the world of boxing for a long time, yeah, and that was under his sheer perfection, you know, and also his ability to draw a crowd, you know.
Yeah, you need.
He sparked controversy
in any fighting sport. You need star power,
yeah,
to bring the attention of the masses and not the hardcore fans. And boxing's definitely struggling with that, even though they have someone as great as Canelo Alvarez. Let's talk about the Las Vegas Aces winning the WNBA Finals. They put that to bed. What was it, last night? Or Saturday, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. The days all blend together.
Yes.
A lot of firsts for the Aces, though. So this is their first title ever. Becky Hammond is a first-year coach, and she is the first rookie coach to ever win a championship. And this is a fun fact. This is the first pro title for the city of Las Vegas. I mean, sort of shocking.
I mean, they don't really have pro teams there to begin with, so it's kind of hard for them to get one to start. I mean, what other pro team is in
Golden Knights?
Okay, that's got
the
them.
Knights almost won
and the Raiders
one, but,
they just got.
I mean,
they haven't had any.
It's only been like 3-4 years since they had a pro team, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So I guess that's kind
of fair
enough. Yeah,
but still, no. To her point, being such a popular town,
how has there not been a professional team to call that place home?
Yeah, but the way those women were celebrating made me want to go party with them. They seem like a good time. They're having a blast. There was no question there.
No, I was just saying the video's post-celebration was, you know, very exciting. Super happy for them. Super happy for Becky Hammond. She just seems like salt-of-the-earth people. Chelsea Gray won the MVP final, and it only took them 4 games to win it all, so... Yeah, congrats to the Las Vegas Aces. What a great team name.
It really is. It's perfect for that town. Aaron, you got anything else for us on your way out of here?
Not really sports related, but I would just like to brag about my nephew who joined our league. He scored 190 points this week. So,
God, all right. Damn.
I'm a very proud aunt.
Who was going off for him? Did he have Tyreek Hill? Did he have Tua? Did he have Lamar Jackson?
Waddle.
I'm on Ross.
Yeah,
St. Brown.
He had Waddle and St. Brown.
I'm going to say he's going to win your league because I'm telling you, your people you're playing with, he knows more than all of them. He does.
I don't disagree. I do not disagree either.
Your husband might give him a fighter's chance right there, but I'm putting my money on my boy.
Yeah, they're 1-2, so it's very exciting.
I love that. I love that. That's, by the way, for the folks who don't remember this, that is the league that Derek was not asked to rejoin this year.
Let us all be aware, I wasn't even asked to join the league. I was forced into that league as well, Aaron. I was forced everywhere into that league.
Hey, Derek, your nephew's birthday is on Thursday, too, so just remember that.
Oh, I know. I already got it. Okay. He already talked to me about it, too, anyway. So,
yeah.
You know?
Hey, just a reminder, bro. I'm expecting a present.
He talked to you.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I got Shane's, okay? I got the first one. I remember the second one, okay? All right?
Debatable.
Cards you, already been bought, all right? Cards been bought.
There you go. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later.
I am actually terrible at remembering my nephew's birthday.
You're acting like, no big deal, I got this on lock.
Because,
wait a minute.
Well, they're all in September. So they're both in September, and they both are even numbers, and it's like, oh, which even numbers are you? You know, and it's
gotcha.
Just, it's, you know, it's tedious. And I got my sister on the first. I have another uncle that's. They're all. I have a lot of September people. Action. Okay, my family like to get busy in the cold months. All right.
Hey.
Yeah, a lot of lot
January
of,
action right
New
there.
New Year's babies.
Yeah, New Year's babies.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you have a useless stat of the day, sir?
I mean, I already used it with the 111 sacks. For Joe Burrow, I kind of preemptively.
I got you one. I got you.
All right, right.
Thank you.
Take, I can help Brad out a little
Hold
bit
on.
Here because I found a couple of good ones.
Hold on, let me start it over. Can you turn me up?
Yep.
DJ. All right.
Yesterday, a couple of interesting things lined up for the first time in quite some time. The Mets, Yankees, Jets, and Giants, if you're a New York's person, all won on a single day yesterday.
Wow.
For the first time since September
27th, 2009.
Whoa. Wow.
Damn.
All
right.
That is a stat right there.
Shout out to the state of New York, huh?
I don't know if you covered this one at all, but this is another one, too. It's been 3,934 days since the Lions, Jets, and Jaguars all won on the same day.
No. Oh, they all did win yesterday. One.
So
damn, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
The three worst franchises you think of in all of football.
Oh,
right
yeah.
there.
And
Lions, Jets, Jaguars. It pretty much doesn't get any lower than that.
Will you please coach our friend Statman Brad on how to do a useless stat of the day after the show?
When you see something online that's useless, just mark it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I used it already. I preemptively did it.
Did you not see my stats?
I've never saw those stats. No, that was actually news to me.
Barstool. I mean, the Barstool stuff.
Oh, that's why. I don't follow them anymore. I'm tired of their BS that's outside of sports.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to get on Barstool. Shout out to Barstool Sports out there. You want
to
pick us up, dude? We have a great show.
I don't really care about that. I just,
I'm just joking.
I'm not trying to get there at all.
I'm joking.
Statman Brad, do you have a North State update?
That I do have.
All right.
That I do have.
We got to keep it a little brief. You good with that?
I can run through this real quick.
Let's do it. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
After the weekend, Chico State men's soccer end up 3-2-2 overall after going into a tie with Cal Poly Pomona, or Cal Poly Humboldt. Still such a weird transition there. There was a filming of NCAA Channel Rivalries docu-series against Chico State and Cal Poly Humboldt. A huge rivalry. Actually, weird that they didn't do the Chico State versus Sonoma State, which is next week in Sonoma. They'll also be playing San Francisco State at San Francisco on Sunday. Women's soccer is 3-1-2 overall with an exciting win over Cal Poly Humboldt, 1-0 with an early score. 9 minutes in, they'll again be playing Sonoma and San Francisco State on the road this weekend. It'll be a fun little Bay Area trip for them. They'll be back the week after against Cal Poly Pomona and Cal State LA. Going to volleyball, still a little bit of a struggle, but they had a big win against Cal State Monterey Bay. Big come from behind victory for them, winning 3-2 against Monterey Bay, and unfortunately took the loss to San Francisco State, 0-3. Next games are this weekend against Cal State East Bay and Cal State San Marcos. Both of those games, sorry, the first game starts at 5. The second game starts at 2 on Saturday. Next, we're going to go to Pleasant Valley. They played against Oak Ridge, and tough team. They lost 41-10. Next up, they're going to be playing Rancho Cotati, another very, very tough opponent. They'll be playing at home, though, on Friday, 7:30. Next up, we have Chico, 1-3 record right now. They lost to Whitney, 7-21. Actually, Oak Ridge is number one in the same division as Whitney. Whitney is now 3-2. Chico, 1-3. The next game, they'll be playing at home against West Park. And last but not least, 4-0 Durham beat Paradise 19-7, and they are just trouncing their opponents. Next up, they'll be playing Orland in Orland, and that is my North State update.
Excellent job. Very efficient. Appreciate you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're a Durham fan, the North State kind of hurts a little bit.
A little bit.
Yes. Or PV.
Or PV.
I mean, it's
lost
a...
lost bad.
No, no. But it's a good loss to a team that is a...
41-10?
So we're like D3, they're D1. Okay. Think about it like that. And honestly, the only reason why we're playing Rancho Cotati and Oak Ridge is to get a little bit playoff rankings this year. And that's all they're doing is when they go to these big schools, playoff rankings. That's all it's for. Chico, I don't
sounds
know what
like
the heck they're
doing.
Sounds
like a homer to me right there, all right? Sure. Lost 41-10, all right?
That's a good loss. You know who doesn't believe in good losses? My man, Rudy Vasquez. Let him give you some picks.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, fam. Give me my money.
Guys, less is more every time. Less is more. I have to tell myself that Sunday morning. Anywho, who cares? Last week is last week. Your boy barely broke even. Thank you, Brad, for your Packers for saving me last
night. Got lucky.
Anywho, long story short, it's a new week. Week 3, here we go. I got your boy, the Chargers, at home, -7 against the Jaguars. We're going to not touch that spread. They're going to roll at least by 10 points. And I got my boys, the Jimmy G Show. Yes, the Jimmy G Show on the road Sunday night at Denver. And the spread's -1. It's straight up bet, baby.
What?
Let's go. The Niners are going to roll that game. Jimmy G's.
Is Herbert starting, though, for the Chargers? Do we know?
He's day to day, supposedly. All right. Go back. If Justin's playing that game, we're rolling the Chargers. If it's the backup, I'm not going to touch it.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Derek, for that. Or Jerome, whoever said that.
I got you.
But yes, less is more. Niners all day Sunday night. Just if Justin's playing, we're rolling the Chargers. Let's go.
Like it. All right. Yeah. Russell Wilson has looked terrible.
Horrible.
So far.
Pathetic.
And
embarrassing.
I have loved every God dang second of it. It's been so beautiful to watch him struggle. I hate the Broncos, and I hate Russell Wilson, so chef's kiss. Mwah. I just wish they lost to the Texans yesterday. That would have just been the icing on the cake.
They almost did.
Yeah, they almost did. Let's talk a little baseball. As much as I hate to say it.
That was better, y'all. Dude, that was pathetic showing from y'all Giants, man. Pathetic showing. Best winning percentage against y'all ever. So thank you for that. Appreciate that season.
Yes, we suck, and the Dodgers are the best team in the league.
My favorite part of this season was the fact that the one game that you and I made a bet on, you had to wear a Giants hat, and I think that's like one of maybe two wins we got against you guys this year.
You guys won four.
We won four.
You swept the series, the initial series.
Oh, we did early. I think it was the first series.
When we all had hopes and dreams.
Yeah. We're all still like, we still got this.
Hands.
And then
it was a showing, but that being said, this baseball season is ending on a fire streak right now, y'all. And y'all should really be paying attention because there are teams fighting for survival, looking at a chance at the playoffs. Yep. Right now, the National League wild card has got three teams vying for two spots. Phillies, Padres, Milwaukee Brewers all looking to find their way in, with the Milwaukee Brewers currently looking their way up at the standings, two games behind the Phillies right now, as the Padres have had a nice little win streak to get themselves back on track again. Soto finally looking like Soto again. That team could be clicking properly now. That being said, Atlanta and the Braves, I'm sorry, not the Braves, Mets. Atlanta and the Mets have yet to decide the NL East, which is going to be huge for the Mets in particular, as they need to win that division title. They don't want to go into the wild card at all, because a loser of that division goes into the wild card, and has to the winner of that division faces the Dodgers. That's going to be a tough task to face for either of those two squads right there.
And not
the
just
Braves one game back, by the way.
And not just there that, but the Mets have blown a 10 and a 6-game lead this year.
They have done a terrible.
It's ridiculous.
That being said, they haven't had Jacob DeGrom and Scherzer for all that time, and they still severed the storm without them. And yeah. they have them both back now.
Which is
I believe Scherzer's on the mound right now against Milwaukee.
He's
I believe they are
right?
winning.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
I believe they're winning 3-0 right now.